Welcome to You Are Enough podcast, where we show you how to master yourself to get the results you desire most in your life. We help you discover your inner personal power. I am Obusimba Chidima. Today, I'll be taking you on growing your self-confidence. Do you know that many persons are not even aware that they have issues with their self-confidence? They just know that something is wrong with them. It comes with this feeling that you're missing a huge part of your life. It comes with a feeling of doubt, feeling of disbelief, fear, and so on. But you see, this signs of lack of self-confidence has always been there, only that we didn't take time to see it because we already accepted it to be normal. Like many people will tell you that fear is a normal thing, especially when you want to start a new business, when you want to start something new, that fear is normal, and so has doubt. But I put it to you that it is a sign of lack of self-confidence. So let's define self-confidence. Self-confidence is the combination of the state of our minds and strong feeling of self-belief. It is an individual trust in his or her own abilities. The belief that you can successfully face your day-to-day activities without any challenge. The self-confidence we're talking about here is the one needed to believe in your skills, your goals, your dreams. And to succeed, you need the self-confidence to face and overcome your fear. Believe me, you can achieve all your set goals using self-confidence as a leader. Because the higher the self-confidence, more the chances of success. So you need to build self-confidence in order for you to become successful in your desired career, your desired focus, whatever you want to do. You need to build self-confidence. And to do that, you need to use positive affirmations. Now the idea here is, you fill your mind with positive thoughts about what you intend to achieve until you start to believe in them. You need to identify what you're good at and go for it. Strive for what you are good at and not what you're not good at. Avoid doing what others think you're good at. Do what you know you can do. Do what you know you are very, very good at. That way, you build your self-confidence. Help someone else. That's one thing a lot of people find very difficult to do. Help someone else. It mustn't always be about you. Helping someone often helps you forget about yourself. So instead of focusing on your weaknesses, volunteer to teach other person and you will see your confidence growing automatically in the process. Helping someone else builds your self-confidence. Dennis Watley said in one of his quotes, he said that to establish true self-confidence, we must concentrate on ourselves and forget about the failures and the negatives in our lives. Harvey Firstone said, and I quote, "Never be bullied into silence. Never allow yourself to be made a victim. Accept no one's definition of your life, but define yourself. Learn to say no. teach others to respect your personal boundaries. The more control and say that you have over your own life, the greater will be your self-confidence. Now, this is Harvey Ferguson. Do not allow other people control your life. Do not allow everybody have a say in your life. Accept no one's definition about your life, but define yourself. We've come to the end of today's episode. And don't forget to join us next week Saturday on You Are Enough podcast. I am Obusimba Chidimma.